Acknowledgements. I have been very fortunate to spend my career working in a profession which has fascinated me from the first moment I knew it existed. But it is only when I look back over 40 fleeting years that I realize what a crucial part family, friends, and colleagues have played. I remember them all, but they are, of course, far too numerous to list. So here I thank just a few of them. Dr. Rufus Crompton and Professor Bill Robertson. They created a job especially for me to study forensic pathology at St. George's Hospital and showed me the path ahead. The many coroners I have worked for and with, including Paul Natman, John Burton, David Paul, Alison Thompson, Michael Burgess. They have helped me to give understanding and closure to so many devastated families. My colleagues at Guy's Hospital, Dr. Ian West, Dr. Vesna Djurovic, and Dr. Ian Hill. And of course, the Forensic Medicine Unit at St. George's, Dr. Robert Chapman, Dr. Margaret Stark, and Dr. Debbie Rogers, as well as the indefatigable Rhiannon Lane and the ever-cheerful Kathy Paler. Not forgetting the staff in mortuaries all over the country for their immense skills so seldom recognised or praised, and for their friendship, support, and of course cups of tea. I have worked in courts of all sorts in the UK and abroad, and the court staff have always been polite and helpful. I must mention in particular the staff at the Old Bailey, some of whom I've got to know well during the many hours I have spent waiting to give evidence. And I've always been grateful for their cheery smiles and encouraging words after the occasional mauling by a truculent barrister. The many police officers I have worked with, but particularly Steve Gwilliam. He was a wonderful colleague, and we rather grew up together professionally in the early years. And it was he who taught me to fly and opened up a whole new world. The many solicitors, barristers and judges with whom it has been a pleasure to work. And then, of course, my family. First, Jen, who was such a support to me as my career developed and whose determination in the years we spent together took her own medical career into areas she had never previously contemplated. I am inordinately proud of our children, Chris and Anna, and of my grandchildren, Austin and Iona, and Linda, my wonderful wife and the constant point in my life, who keeps my feet on the ground and who has taught me to love our garden. Without her love and support, it would not have been possible at times to carry on. Plus, of course, the three additions I'm very pleased to say she brought with her, Rachel, Sarah and Lydia. Thank you to all of my family for your strenuous efforts to prevent me growing old and even the slightest bit pompous. It was the patience and support of Mark Lucas and Roland White and all of his fine team, but especially Ariel Packier at Michael Joseph, who steered the craft to a safe landing, and I thank them wholeheartedly for this. Finally, my current Jack Russells, Archie and Bertie, and their predecessors, who have been my ever-present companions, personal trainers, and totally tolerant confidants. This audiobook was produced and published by Penguin Books Limited. Recording copyright 2018.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.